Nothing.
Okay. Hi everyone. Welcome to the public hearing for the 2026 Annual Action Plan located at the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, DBA Southeastern Regional Development Agency office located at 252 South Fairgrounds Road in Price, Utah. We are starting our public hearing at 11:02 a.m. My name is Corinne Olson. I am the Community Development Program Manager that oversees the Community Development Block Grant that updates the Annual Action Plan, and I'm here with.
My name is Kim Wells. I'm Fiscal and HR Director for Southeastern Utah Regional Development Agency.
And Louisa Averett, I'm the Grant Specialist and Resource Development Program Manager for the Southeastern Regional Development Agency.
Awesome. The purpose of the public hearing is to provide citizens with an opportunity to provide public comment regarding the 2026 Program Year Annual Action Plan update. The yearly Annual Action Plan update is part of the consolidated plan, which CERTA is responsible for maintaining and updating. The plan was posted for a 30-day public comment period starting on January 27th, 2026. The purpose of the public hearing is to also obtain citizen comment on the housing and community development needs of the Southeastern region for the development of the Annual Action Plan for submission to the State of Utah Department of Workforce Service Housing and Community Development Division. The plan is required by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and must be approved prior to SEUALG receiving their allocation of the State Small Cities Community Development Block Grant CDBG program funding. A copy of the annual action plan can be found on our website at CERTA.utah.gov and is also attached to the notice on the Utah Public Notice website. So now we'll open up for public comment and we'll stay open for 15 minutes.
It had a big meeting. There was a lot of people here.
Hot topic.
Okay, so open. We had it open for public comment for about 22, 24 minutes, and we didn't get any comment from the public, so we'll close it at 11:28 a.m.